I heard a story, and I need your help in the convincing department. Maybe, just maybe. All right, we'll dive into all that. Listen for The Drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. That is all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Let's see. I need to turn that up a little bit. There's all these one day I'm going to come in here a little bit earlier, maybe when Marty's on location somewhere, and count the actual amount of buttons and knobs that there are in this board in front of me. It's got to be hundreds. And I know what about 6 of them do, and those are the 6 I concern myself with to make sure you hear me. I always know where that big red button is in case somebody says something ridiculous. All right, is this ridiculous or is this what we're looking to do? This is what I want to talk to you about to get the show started. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. I want lots of texts today, too. Phone calls and texts. So, how about this? All tourists, and when I say all, you know what the word all means, everybody. All tourists to the United States would have to reveal their social media activity from the last 5 years under new Trump administration plans. This is a story that's just out on the wire. Customs and Border Protection agents, that's under the Department of Homeland Security, they would also require any email addresses, telephone numbers that visitors have used in the same time period, 5 years, and the names, addresses, birth dates, and birthplaces of family members, including children. Now, this proposal was published Tuesday, yesterday, in the Federal Register Notice. That's the official publication of the government. And this called the new disclosures mandatory for entry into the United States. It would apply to people of all countries, regardless of whether they require visas or are currently permitted just to come in. So visitors from Britain, Australia, Germany, Japan, they're not required to get tourist visas before visiting the United States right now. But they'd be required to give you all this requisite information before coming in here and getting here. Now, one, it would throw a wrench into the World Cup, that's for sure. And two, tourism's already down. It's dropped dramatically in Trump's second term. Because, one, an immigration crackdown, which I'm okay with, and recent moves to ban all asylum claims, which I'm okay with from certain countries. Now, California tourism's down about 9 to 11%, something in there. Let me go over all that stuff, though, about social media. I'm not going to go over it again. But those stipulations. Is this too far? An offhanded comment on social media or something that somebody doesn't like from 4 years ago, and you're from Japan, who we seemingly don't have any problem with, or Australia, who I don't think we've ever had any problem with, or Britain, and they say, well, a check of your social media says you're not allowed to come and check out Broadway for the weekend or week to see a couple shows. You wanted to go to Disney? Sorry, pal. Stay in Tokyo. I hear that Disney Japan is very nice, but you ain't coming to Orlando. This seems pretty heavy-handed. There's a difference between security and a security threat and being a smart aleck, or difference between being secure and being over-officious. This feels like over-officious. Now, asylum claims are one thing. You vet people. You want to make sure you got the right people in your country. Particularly from places where, well, they're seedy. And we don't have a good relationship with. Visiting from places that we do have a good relationship with, and people from places like Japan, serve very little in terms of a security threat. This feels like it's way, way, way over-officious. And also, who's going to do all these checks? What department is going to sit there and pour through, even if you're the one that has to do all the legwork, and do the checks and balances on someone's social media accounts? Now, It's been suggested that the administration has also demanded that prospective foreign students unlock their social media profiles so that U.S. diplomats can review their online activity before receiving educational and exchange visas. And those who refuse, you ain't coming here. I'm kind of okay with that one. You want to see what someone is going to be all about when they plan on, well, being educated in this country and being here for multiple years. But when somebody comes and wants to look at the Grand Canyon from Germany, are we really worried about their social media profile from 3 or 4 years ago? Do we need to have the date of birth of their children if they're not accompanying them, and the birthplaces of their family members? Some people might not even know them. And are we going to then prohibit them from coming to this country? I'm all for making sure America is safe. Make America safe again. I'm all for that. Absolutely, positively, 100%. What I'm not for is making people jump through unnecessary hoops and making them do ridiculous things to come here, especially, again, from places that we otherwise have a wonderful relationship with. It feels like the vetting process from certain countries, select countries, a lot of countries, is more than, well, sufficient right now. What we need to really hammer down on are those known places. Places that seemingly spawn terrorists, or places that have sent a bunch of knuckleheads here to continue to be knuckleheads. I'm all for that. But visitors from Britain, Australia, Germany, Japan, they're not required to get tourist visas. We've trusted them, and we trust them for years. What have they done to break that trust? It seems like not a lot. And if you're heavy-handed with something like this, you know what's going to happen? They're not going to crow about it. They're not going to yell about it. What they're going to do is they're going to thumb their nose at us and call us ugly Americans, and they're going to spend their money somewhere else because they got the money to spend, and they get like 2 weeks straight, sometimes 3 or 4, off. And they go on holiday, and they look to venture out in the world. Well, they'll cross America off their list. So I want to talk to you at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. All tourists to the United States would have to reveal their social media activity for the last 5 years under a new Trump administration plan. Does that seem just a bit much to you? Or are you somebody who falls on this side? You just can't be too safe.